The first Chinese pilot to fly GA around the world talks about his story. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. A lot of the talk around Oshkosh this year has to do with China. Many companies that have been based in the U.S. in the past have been either heavily invested by Chinese interests or have been outright purchased by Chinese investors. And so there's a lot of talk about China. And one of the things that's unique about China in this day and age is that in a world where many of the aviation firsts have already been accomplished, if you are in China, they're still wide open. And we're here to talk to somebody today who's accomplished two or three of them right off the bat. Wei Chen is with me, who is here in the Dare Cicada exhibit. And he was here as part of the celebration of the 100th anniversary of Dare Cicada. And as part of the activities leading up to this day, Wei flew around the world, becoming the first person who was a Chinese citizen to fly around the world, the first person to fly a general aviation aircraft across China. And Wei, welcome, and tell us, there was another first, and I know I'm missing it.
Yeah, it's first single-engine airplane, GA airplane, landed in Beijing Capital Airport.
Now, to those of us who take aviation for granted here in the United States, this sounds incredible. How did you even get it in your mind that you could do these things in China where aviation has not been as open?
I think generally and the government and also the CAAC and also the military knows the importance of general aviation. And one thing before I get into that, I want to describe the difference between the airspace in the U.S. or the rest of the world and the China. China probably is the only country has all the airspace controlled by the military. It's not owned by the people and it's controlled by the military. And so every time, even for the commercial airline and all the private airplane, if you want to take off landing, you need to get a permission from military first, Air Force first. So because of it's controlled in a sense of real controlled, restricted airspace. You can imagine whole China is like Washington, D.C., and it's all restricted airspace. You can't start an engine and do anything on the spot moment. So it created challenges for the people to start flying. So that's the thing was very different. How in terms of how you structure the general aviation and how you be able to fly, and but the both military and the CAAC and the Chinese government all realized the importance of general aviation. So the concerns of that the last year they came out with open and low altitude for the people to fly, but the significance of this. Around world trip, goes through China restricted airspace, also landing in Beijing capital, it really demonstrated the CAAC and the military, they understand the importance of give the permission to land a single engine airplane in the Beijing capital. And send a strong signal, not only to Chinese inside China, but also outside of China, international community. Yes, we are serious about opening the airspace in China. We know what the airplane can do or cannot do. And we let the single-engine airplane land in Beijing because it's a capable airplane. So that really also boosts the confidence on a lot of aviation professionals in China about the situation in China. Also for the international community to see, okay, and the China actually allowed the single-engine airplane landing on the Beijing capital. So that started a new milestone, new era for the whole general aviation. So they see the hope.
EAA Air Venture has more piston aircraft here now, 10 times more aircraft with piston engines than are in the entire country. How is that perspective for someone who has seen China? If someone comes from China to the U.S., do they have any idea what they're going to see here?
In China, the GA and virtually until now it start developing, but virtually was not in existence. I think 2 or 3 years ago, and you're talking about compared with how many GA airplane in China compared with the EAA, and there's no comparison. But the whole country has less than 1,000 GA airplanes, including the jet, the flight schools. But here today we got a 7,000 or 8,000 just in, on the ground for EAA. So it's not a fair comparison for this. But the thing and the importance for the people who why they feel China is such a bright future for general aviation, I think it comes really in terms of the twofold. One thing is China, the wealth start developing. And when the wealth start developing and the people has the wealth, and the airplane is not cheap. You know, it needs the economy or need at least the disposable income and the wealth to support the flying activities, both for pleasure or for business. So the wealth in the China, you know, they are the second largest economy in the world right now. Now the people, the wealth is getting relatively speaking, and maybe percentage wise, it's not a whole of a high percentage. But you got the 1.3 billion people, you don't need about 10% or 5% of population to afford the airplane to be really make a significant impact. And that's the one thing, and I think it's the wealth is creating. The second thing is let the people to be able to conveniently use general aviation is the key. And the all the airplane manufacturer, or the big, you know, they see the people start buying the airplane. They see the big airplane being able to use in China quite easily. Not as easy as the U.S. You probably need to fly file a flying plan for 2 days in advance and getting permission. But you have a big airplane and it's able to do whatever you plan to do. So I think with these two things come together, one is opening the airspace, which is the Virgin Island come to, it's a big country. It's not like a small country. You can go to the places easily. So the airplane has a big usage in China. Then you have the wealth to be created in the last 30 years. So you put this together and the future is bright for aviation, general aviation in China.
More in a moment with Wei Chen from Oshkosh. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Flightline Systems introduces the Oracle Engine Power Management System. Featuring a revolutionary glass panel display that mimics your analog gauges, Oracle provides intuitive access to all your critical engine data at a glance, and its STC for primary operation. Oracle is also available for twin engine aircraft, featuring independent glass panel units in horizontal or vertical form factors. New this year are versions for fixed wing, turbine, and rotary wing aircraft with a variety of display options. Oracle is the best co-pilot you'll ever have.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com. or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the ANN Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack talking with Wei Chen about his around-the-world flight, the first for a GA pilot from China.
China is in an interesting position in history right now. I think it would be fair to say that the 20th century was America's century. China historically has been a major world power and sees itself returning to that role in the 21st century. There's some competitiveness we hear in press releases, statements from the Chinese government, and from when there's an achievement in China, the world is made, you know, to know about it. And I think specifically about some things in aviation. Is there a sense of competitiveness for even the Chinese government to let the world know that they are making progress in aviation?
Sure, I think there is, and there will always be. I think it's every nation, in some sense, they are competitive.
The talk now is that China will be on the moon before the United States returns to the moon. I mean, their space program is very active.
Yeah. Now, not only that, also they developed a big airplane to compete with the Airbus 380. On the military, they just developed the Dagger F-18, those they call it the military airplane. So in competitiveness, in every country, when it grows, and both on the air power and the sea power, they're trying to stay competitive in the world as well. So I think China is also looking for our own interest, make sure we stay always ahead of the technology and also stay ahead of the competitiveness. But in general aviation, I think China is humble to learn. I think China has been acquiring a few large U.S. manufacturers like Cirrus and all the other companies. I think they are humble to learn and to really adapt to what is happening. Because for the military and for the commercial airlines, I think China is way ahead of general aviation now. Mm-hmm. But general aviation, they don't have a base, and they don't have the private pilot enough to fly. And they start developing it. So I think that one, in terms of that competitiveness, they're actually trying to learn more, humble to learn more than they're trying to be competing.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about your flight. Had you had any experience that prepared you for that, or was that a very new thing for you?
The whole trip is pretty new for me. And I've been researching this trip for 18 months. And the big help I come with to talk to the people who have flown the airplane, and also have the company, like Air Journey, to help you do a lot of planning and to get good help. I think the aviation is a big family. And when you start telling people you have this dream to fly around the world, and everybody is willing to offer their 2 cents, good or bad, and right or wrong, most of the time it's right. So you take all those good advice and digest yourself and prepare yourself mentally, and also make sure you stay away from the trouble, stay within your parameter or what you can or you could do. So I don't think I could do it without the help from the aviation experts and also the company like Air Journey to help me to plan those things.
Well, now that you've accomplished several firsts in Chinese aviation, what are your plans for the future? Do you plan to go on to a career in aviation, or do you already have one, or do you want to work for an airline, or do you want to be the first Chinese person to go to the moon?
No, it takes a lot for me to prepare for this trip, 18 months plus 3 months of flying. So I think everybody is see the bright future of Chinese aviation, general aviation. So as a Chinese citizen, and I'd like to offer my help or any influence I have. So I think I'm a passionate aviator. I like to fly, and I fly for anything, for fun, and for commercial, for any. You find a reason to fly.
Yeah.
So if I can use my influence to educate the young people in China, the people who love to fly, and to share the experience with them. And no matter it is in business or not in business, if I can create a business out of it, that'd be great. And if I cannot, and I just have been doing it on the side and to share my experience and help them to be better, I love to have this opportunity, and I will devote myself to do that as well.
Where are you living now?
I have both, and I live in Memphis, Tennessee, majority of my time in Memphis, Tennessee. I also come back to China quite often in Shenzhen. We have a house in Shenzhen as well.
Well, it's been great to talk to you. I'm going to refer our listeners to your website, which is wayaroundtheworld.com. That's way spelled W-E-I. And we will watch for your future adventures. Are you enjoying Oshkosh?
Yeah, thank you. And coming to Oshkosh is like a... While I was blogging yesterday, I would say it's like a kids go to Disney World.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The excitement when we are trying to land over here, you know, short final. And actually, I never really get too excited for the whole trip because I have to stay calm, mm-hmm. to manage the airplane. But we were just clapping and laughing, and we're coming to Oshkosh.
Well, Wei, continued success to you, and thanks for taking some time for us today.
Okay, thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to talk to you again.
I had this conversation with Wei Chen at the Dara Sakata booth at Oshkosh, where he was part of the celebration of the company's 100th anniversary yesterday. He praises the 20-year-old TBM-700 in which he made his around-the-world flight and the support he got from Dara Sakata.
and he says that plane still flies like new. Find much more detail on Way's trailblazing GA flights at www.wayaroundtheworld.com. That's Way spelled W-E-I. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. From Oshkosh, I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.